Okay. Few weeks ago, you have heard about a green comet. Visited our close proximity. Now it takes 50,000 years for this comet to finish one circuit. 50,000 years. Now the next time it's going to pass planet Earth is 50,000 years. Where will we be in the next 50,000 years? Any guess? Where will we be in the next 50,000 years? That is true, eternity in heaven. But where exactly in heaven? Where exactly in heaven? We will be in the New Jerusalem. See, this is our hope and this is our joy. We are going home to that place called New Jerusalem that we sang in the song, prepared for us. The topic of this morning is walk with God. Now in the Bible, there are two people who were translated into heaven. Do you know who those two people were? Enoch and Elijah. Now that is a semblance of the rapture. We're going to be translated. Now in the Old Testament, even in the beginning of time, God has shown what will happen in the end of time. But what happened to Enoch is something very wonderful. The topic is he walked with God. Our walk has to be with God. Now when we look at the book of Genesis, we read that Enoch lived 65 years and beget Methuselah. Do you know how many years Methuselah lived? 969 years. And Enoch walked with God after he beget Methuselah 300 years and beget sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch was 365 years, and Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. Enoch lived 65 years and beget Methuselah. When Enoch beget Methuselah at the age of 65, something happened to him. Why did Enoch call his son's name Methuselah? What is the meaning of Methuselah? What is the meaning of Methuselah? The meaning of Methuselah is when he dies, the flood will come. Imagine calling a person, you're naming a person Methuselah, your son Methuselah, and every time you call him, when are you going to die? This was his name. Who gave the name of Methuselah? It was given by God. Why has God given those names? In the Old Testament, when you read, these names had impactful meanings. His name was Methuselah. God gave him this revelation to call his son Methuselah. This is in the beginning of times. And he lived the longest. And when the very same year Methuselah died, the flood came. This is the precision of God. And Enoch walked with God after he beget Methuselah 300 years. So there was some kind of a revelation. God has seen this man among all his creatures, among all the men, people he has made. He had selected Methuselah for some purpose. And he was given the revelation through Enoch that he should call his son Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God. All the days of Enoch years was 365 years. So how many years did he walk with God? 300 years. And Enoch walked with God. How amazing is that statement? that Enoch walked with God and he was not. So when they went to look for Enoch into his house or into a place where he commonly would be there, they went to search for him and he was not there. They looked for him everywhere, but he was not there. Very soon the rapture will happen. The Lord will come. The trumpet will sound. And we who are alive with him will be caught up to be with him in the air. And they will look for us. And we will be not there. For God took him. So this is a miniature of a rapture which we are anticipating. When you see the world events that are happening, whoever imagined that Russia, we will be in war with Russia now. The war that has started in Ukraine is ever increasing. Your own government is spending billions. The last figure I heard was $90 billion have already gone from your coffers for the war in Ukraine. This is the lifespan. Just go through it fast. I don't see the clock here. Yes, there is the clock. In Hebrews chapter 11, for by faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death. When we look in the Genesis chapter 4, we read so-and-so begat so-and-so and he died. Everybody in the genealogy, when we look, he begat and he died. And he died, and he died, and he died. This was the curse that has come on man. But the one who walked with God, he did not die. He should not see death and was found because God had translated him. For before his translation, listen, he had a testimony that pleased God. Before his translation, he had a testimony. What is my testimony and what is your testimony? How do we live our life on this earth? Enoch walked with God and he had a testimony. That testimony was known in his generation. That testimony was there in his son. That testimony was there in his grandson and his great-grandson. What is the legacy we leave? What is the testimony we leave in our society? Here Enoch pleased God. How do we please God? In every aspect of our life, there is no hidden portion that is not known to God. In all those areas of our private life, our thought life, our deeds, our actions, we must please God. If we don't please God, the purpose of coming here and singing these songs are meaningless. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe he is. This is about Enoch. Without faith, it is impossible to please him. Listen to these words. For he that cometh to God must believe he is. This morning we worshipped. We read from Revelation. He is there in the midst of us. He is alive among the seven churches. He is not abstract. We don't have idols. We have his, where two or three are gathered, there I am in their midst. He is alive in our midst. So he that cometh to God is not God in abstraction. He is in our midst. He is alive. We must know that more than what I can see you or you can see me, we should see God. He that cometh to God must believe he is, and he is a rewarder of them that seek him diligently. Enoch sought God. In a perverse generation, even in the beginning of time, Enoch sought God. Seeing the invisible God. Everything we see is made from invisible things. He is a God who is in our midst. In Zephaniah, he says, I am the God in your midst. I will do great and mighty works. He should be in our midst. He is the invisible God in our homes. We write, he is the head of the family. He is the chief guest. Good in words to understand, but in reality, it should be known that he is present. When we are not walking with him, he is not present with us. Methuselah, the oldest man, the meaning is, his death shall bring a flood. Methuselah is mentioned in the genealogy of the Lord Jesus Christ. He was a faithful man. He obeyed God since he was raised by Enoch, and his grandson was the righteous Noah. So when you look at this genealogy, Methuselah died. And then came the flood. Noah was born after the time of Adam. But Methuselah lived during the time of when Adam was alive, and his father Lamech also lived during the time Adam was alive. Adam knew his wife again, and then she bare a son and called his name Seth. For God said, she has appointed me another seed instead of Abel, whom Cain slew. And to Seth, to him was born a son, and he called his name Enos. And then the men began to call upon the name of the Lord. Now you see, we are just in the few thousand years. It was during the time of Enos that men began to call upon the Lord. So the corruption of sin and Satan was embedded into the society which was there during that time. So it was during this time of Enos that men began to call upon the Lord. Now, if you look at Genesis chapter 4, we read the genealogy of Cain. And you see, when you read this chapter, Cain's descendants are named similar names as the descendants of Seth. Why does this happen like that? Satan is only a duplication. Whatever God wants to have a purpose in man's life, his plan for salvation, Satan also puts another identical twin. So you will find the names Enoch. There was another Enoch. It was not this Enoch which we saw walked with God. This was an Enoch that did not walk with God. And Enoch was born Irad, and Irad was born Mehujael, similar with Mahajael. Mahajael in the other descendants of Enoch. And we see here the first time there is a name, Mehujael beget Methuselah, and Methuselah beget Lamech. Similar names, identical names, just referred in the Bible in few verses. And Lamech took unto him two wives. The first time polygamy is mentioned in the Bible. In the early time, This is the corruption of society. This is against the plan of God. This is defeating the purposes of God. And the one and one of and the name of one was Ada, and the other was Zillah, and Ada bare Jabal, and he was the father such as dwell in tents, and as such have cattle. So technology, in terms of understanding and skills, they were having. Where did they get these things? And his brother's name was Jabal, and he was the father that handled the harp and the organ. Where do they get these things? And Zillah, she bare Tubal-Cain, an instructor of every artificer in brass and iron, and the sister of Tubal-Cain was Naama. The first time a lady is mentioned here, we don't know, apart from the wife of Adam, who were the wives. And here, wives, the names of the wives are given. The name of a daughter is also given. The technology of mining, of hardware, is all given. But it was not from God. Jude, when we come to Jude, we see Jude writes in just before the book of Revelation, and Enoch, also the seventh from Adam, prophesies these things, saying, behold, the Lord cometh. So in the beginning of time itself, Enoch is writing, Jude is referring to those writing, the Lord is coming. It is not something we now talk about, that what is in Revelation. It is the Lord is coming. It is not what the Lord talked about in Matthew chapter 24. Behold, the Lord is coming. The Lord is coming. This is what is fully referred to in the book of Revelation. Behold, I come. Behold, I come. So from the beginning of time, the message is the Lord cometh, and with 10,000 of his saints, we are coming. When he comes, we come together with him, with 10,000 of his saints. So the book of the prophecy is given from the beginning of time of his coming. Why is he coming? To execute judgment upon all and convince all that are ungodly among them all. Ungodly deeds they have, ungodly committed of their hard speeches, and ungodly sinners have spoken against him. So during the time of Enoch, they were ungodly. Four times in that one verse, four times in one verse, ungodly, 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 ungodly. Look at the world today. What do you see? Hatred against God. Every government policy is something against God. They want to nullify God. They are willing to have everything else apart from God. They're talking swelling words. This is a culture we are living that is anti-God. And more specifically, it is against the Lord Jesus Christ. They are murmuring. Murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lust. World filled with lust. We talk of lust before, but here today it is a lustful society where children are taught by in kindergarten about things should they be never taught. Things should never be heard. Walking after their own lust. And they might mouth speaking great and swelling words. You have the drag queens in the White House. The land that is the most powerful in the earth and the powerful person on earth is having these things in his own White House. You have the rainbow flag flying, fluttering against on the White House. Every U.S. embassy in the world underneath the US flag is flying the rainbow flag. Is it ungodly? Walking after their own lust, and their mouth speaking great swelling words, having men's own admiration for their advantage. In such a society, Enoch walked with God. What a testimony! You see, those days everybody knew everybody. Here we know few in our church, some outside in the society. But Enoch was a man everybody knew. And he had the guts, he had the spiritual strength. Enoch walked with God. How do we do our walk? Do we walk with God? Enoch, walking. His direction of walk, the manner of walk, the attitude of walk, and the duration of walk. We can talk much about this. We don't have time to do that. He walked forward, not looking backwards. He looked forward, focusing on the Lord, his God. He walked with his whole heart. His manner of walk was with humble companionship with God. His attitude was walk, was with gratitude. And maybe he came to the situation, he adored the Lord. His duration of walk was not when we come to church. His duration of walk was 300 years. He walked with God. The more we walk, the more we become like our Lord. We walk by faith and not by sight. We walk by faith because the things that is not seen is greater and powerful than the things that we see. Two cannot walk together except they agree. The Lord Jesus says, walk in him. Paul says, walk in him. In John, it says, he that abideth in him ought also so walk. So to walk even as he walked. He that said he abideth in him ought himself also to walk as even as he walked. We are to walk with Christ. You know, on the road to Emmaus, two were walking together. And while they were walking together, they were talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. They did not know what they were talking. Talk about the Lord Jesus Christ among yourselves. May that be the main conversation. When they were talking about him, there came the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. They did not know him, but he revealed himself to them. It's glorious. He revealed himself to them. Look at the beginning of time. They heard the voice of the Lord walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord amongst the tree of the garden. Every day they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden. Adam and his wife hid themselves. When we do not walk with God, what we do, this is the same attitude. We hide ourselves. We hide ourselves from our believers, from our brethren. We hide ourselves from God. When sin besets us, The human character is to hide. Every day, the Lord is coming with his desire to walk with us. How wonderful is it? We talked about him to be the great God. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He is the one who is, who was, and is to come. He is the one who is desiring to walk with us every day. Do you want to walk with the president? While I was in Sunday school, I had a Sunday school friend. He was a bodybuilder, very strong, full of muscles. And I was proud to walk beside him. I was a puny little fellow. We are walking beside the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Is that an incentive? When Abraham was 90 years old and nine, the Lord appeared to him, to Abraham, and said unto him, I am the Almighty God, walk before me, be thou perfect. When we walk with the Lord, there is one thing that happens, that is perfection. We become like Christ. We become more holy. We become more pure. Our knowledge of the scriptures expand. Our hearts and mind are for the glory of God. You know this girl, Nadia Comanche, many of you older people would have seen her. She was the first athlete for the gymnastics. She was just a little girl. When she completed her performance, the four judges raised their scorecard. 10, 10, 10, 10. She got a perfect 10. The first athlete in Olympics to secure a perfect 10. Look at Enoch. This is maybe an earthly. She's still alive somewhere here in the US. We were talking about heaven and the mansions that he's preparing for us. Enoch walked with God not 40 years, 300 years. What a boring life. Was it a boring life for him? Every day he was seeking God. He sought after God. There is something exciting. Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature? Who in his times he shall show, who is the blessed and only potentate, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, who only hath immortality dwelling in the light, which no man can approach unto, whom no man hath seen, nor can see. It's what we, our brother remembered in the prayer. To him be honor and power everlasting. Amen. He is the only one. He is the only living God. And he is the only our loving God. He is the invisible one who holds everything by his power. Be he holy. For I am holy. Holiness is an important aspect for a walk with God. He does not tolerate anything that is impure. Anything sinful, he does not tolerate. How can two walk together if they don't have one mind? Every age, our progress in life should be every day nearer and dearer to our Lord Jesus Christ. But as he which has called you is holy, so be he holy in all manner of conversation. Because it is written, be he holy, for I am holy. For if he call on the Father, who without respect of person judgeth according to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear. Today, what has happened in our Christian community? We have lost the fear of God. The fear of God has declined. Everything is acceptable. We are willing to compromise our holiness for the sake of progress and so-called development and modernism. We are willing to forego our holiness. But if we forego that, he is not able to walk with us. Walk humbly before thy God. Enoch, believe God. You knew there is a God. Adam was there. Adam must have told him about the God, how God walked with him. Maybe that inspired him to walk with God. And he believed there is a God that is invisible, the Creator God. He was seeking God. These are aspects I'm sharing for me and you, that we will have these characters in our life for a walk with God. Believing, seeking, and walking. He was preaching. In Jude we read, he was preaching. He was a preacher of righteousness, condemning the unrighteous in this world. And he was entering into the presence of God. You know, the old, somebody has told this. Enoch walked with God 300 years. And while Enoch was talking about his own place, his own house, the Lord Jesus Christ, or God himself, was talking to Enoch about his house. And while they were walking and talking, it seems Enoch wanted to go back to his home, but God told him, we have come this far. Let me take you. Let's go to my home. And God took him away to be with him. What a glorious end is the life of Enoch. The beginning of all these genealogies we read, they lost the opportunity. They all died and perished to become the dust of the earth. We sing these songs when we walk with the Lord in the light of his word. What a glory he sheds on our way. While we do his goodwill, he abides with us still, with all who will trust in him. Then in fellowship sweet, we will sit at his feet, or we walk by his side in the way, or what he will say, we will do. Where he will send, we will go. Never fear, only trust and obey. Enoch must have lived a life of fearfulness, because the society he was living was so corrupt. You see, by the time it reached Noah, the entire place became wicked and full of evil, to the extent the intensity and the magnitude of evil was so great that God wanted to destroy. He destroyed the entire world. That is why Cain and his seeds are completely destroyed in the flood. We don't read about that anymore. God does not want the Cain and his descendants, although they had the same names which God wanted to have, duplicate names. They all perished in the flood. Just a closer walk with me. Grant it, Lord Jesus, is my plea. Daily walking close to thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be. This is a song we sing with our children when we walk with them to the park. We walk with them sometimes holding their hands, the little ones, walking in the sunlight, very old chorus, walking in the shadow. Walking every day, walking all the way. Walking in the sunlight, walking in the shadow. Walking with Jesus alone. This is a blessed life. You see, for Enoch, it was heaven on earth already before he went to heaven. What do we say? We are citizens of the United States of America. We sang a song, we are a pilgrim. We are passing through this world. We are citizens of heaven. We have taken allegiance with that heavenly kingdom where our King is our Lord Jesus Christ. We walk with him. We talk with him. We live with him. We need to know the beginnings to secure our heavenly destination. In the song that our brother sang, he said there are prizes and rewards to be listed, to be given to each one of us. What happened in the beginning of time? We must understand so that we will know our heavenly destination. This is not our destination. This is not our goal to live in this world. It is a life of meaning. And walking with God, that is more important. Our heavenly destination is more important. You know, we read in that Psalm 147. His name I praise forever and ever. Forever and ever. You see, when the rapture takes place, we are hoping for it that we will be raptured. And we will be with him for 7 years. After the 7 years, the Lord Jesus Christ, as we sang, he will come down. And his saints will come with him. We will rule on this earth for 1,000 years. And then this period of 1,000 years, the 7 days will finish. Then we will start eternity. Do we know what is the significance of eternity? The vastness. We will go into a time that is timeless. Our future destination is there. We will reign for 1,000 years. 7 days are completed. The 7,000 years is completed soon. We are at the edge of time, going on to eternity, or what we call is infinity. Your position in the 1,000-year rule and during the life eternal will be determined how we walk with God on the earth. Those who will be first will be last. Those who are last will be first. God knows the heart of man. You know, doomsday clock has been counted here in the US. Scientists all gather from different areas of science, and they now say it is 90 seconds to doomsday. It started in 1947 when it was 7 minutes to doomsday. But now we are 90 seconds to doomsday. It is because the word of God is now matching with what is happening in the world. Something you should watch. Israel is God's time clock for mankind to know his time. Jerusalem is the hour hand. Israel is the hour hand. Jerusalem is the minute hand. And the Temple Mount, the second hand. Watch what is happening in Israel. During this coming months, you have a new government, or you have already a new government. And during these coming months, there is going to be definitely violence in the land of Israel. Particularly on one spot, which is the Temple Mount. That just one spot. Very soon, most likely, Israel will attack Iran's nuclear powers. What is seen in Matthew chapter 24 and Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39 are all gathering steam. Like I said, did you ever expect we will be in war with Putin and Russia? If a war starts with Russia, do you think it is ever going to stop? It is gathering like a snowball. Every day it is getting worse. Walk with God. Enoch walked with God. We are walking with God. May his name be glorified. Amen. Heavenly Father, great is your plan for us. How you desire, Lord, to walk with us. You have purchased us. We are thine own. We belong to you. Help us to walk with thee. Lord Jesus, we want to walk with you. Strengthen us in our life. Our spirit will be filled with the Holy Spirit. Our walk will walk with thee. We will hold on to you. We will cling to you. We know what you have preparing for us is glorious and wonderful. Our joy will be to seek you and to find you and to walk with thee all the days of our life. And we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. So Lord, bless each one of us in our walk, that we will be faithful to thee and honor thee in every matter of our life. We will be able to shine as a beacon of light for thy glory wherever we live. We commit this and all those who have heard thy word this morning, that we will grow closer and nearer to thee. In Jesus' most precious name we pray. Amen.